Aaron Riau, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us. Aaron, good Friday morning. How are you?
Good Friday morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. I always like to kind of give you a hard time, and we've never met, so that's a compliment. I only do that to people I like and respect. But I just want to tell you, because you're a pro, so guess where I'm doing the show from, if you had to guess physically. Where do you think I am?
You're at the lake, right?
Yes. I'm on the shore of, we're right at the marina on Lake Ossipee, and it's a beautiful spot. You and your family would love to come up here and rent a place. Oh, no, maybe even buy a place and get out of Connecticut. You would love it here.
Oh, beautiful spot. I feel like it seems like NH knows what's up. I like your governor a lot. So.
All right. What do you have for us this Friday morning?
Yes. So this morning we are looking, there's a new study out looking at COVID lockdowns. And believe it or not, they are comparable to jail time. That's what researchers have done. This is pretty incredible.
Can you repeat that? We lost you for a second. Repeat that.
Oh, so COVID lockdown. Scottish researchers, they found that what happened during COVID in terms of us remembering events, it's comparable to what happens to your memory during jail time, which is pretty incredible. So
what, you don't want to remember anything?
You don't want to remember anything, and you're not very good at it either. So,
And by the way, you don't want to go back to jail ever again.
Ever. But much like the pandemic, there's so many parallels there. But this study is nuts. It actually analyzed respondents to a survey. They asked them about events from 2016 to 2022, things like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the death of George Floyd. And what they found was that people's ability to recall things that happened in 2021 was terrible, just terrible. So they would say that these type of things happened 3 years prior, 4 years prior. They just couldn't remember it. And they think it's because there are these anchoring life events that are actually vital for recollecting timelines, and those were in really short supply during the pandemic, and particularly in the early years of the pandemic. So it could be good or bad, a death, a marriage, a childbirth. But in the early days, it was all just kind of blurry, and we weren't yet used to living within it. And as a result, you're seeing a lot of people have these fuzzy recollections. They're similar to those previously reported by prison inmates who don't really have these anchoring events to attend like many in the pandemic had.
Well, my problem is I don't forget. I remember, and I was doing my show. I didn't miss a day outside my home, and I remember well into it, I said, can anyone please tell me why kids in New Hampshire are still at home remote learning in school when they should be back in school and they're suffering, especially the special education side of things where they need in-person learning. I remember it all. I wish I didn't, but I remember it all, Aaron. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jack. Have a great day. Enjoy the lake.
Do you want me to get a flyer for you on any of the homes for sale?
Yes, please. Shoot me an email.
Aaron Riau, national correspondent.